All right, let's hear about this last patient.
This last patient is a very special lady. So she was originally diagnosed with breast cancer in 1995, and at that time had a stage 3C breast cancer. She had 19 of 19 lymph nodes involved, and because of the year she was diagnosed and the extent of her disease, she was recommended by 3 different oncologists to undergo a stem cell transplant. And she told us in detail about her experience of that, which was quite...
Just say she's not a fan.
I mean, a lot of people don't know about those days. That was a long time ago. But people believed it worked.
So she went through all of that treatment at the time. And then 6 years later, she had a metastatic recurrence in her spine, underwent radiation, was started on tamoxifen in 2001, and since that time has been on some form of active treatment for her metastatic hormone receptor positive breast cancer. She was on anastrozole and zoledronic acid. She's been on fulvestrant. She's been on letrozole. She's been on capecitabine, actually a few different times, back on tamoxifen, back on fulvestrant, and then in 2013, she went on everolimus and exemestane. She was on that treatment for 3 years, and then subsequently, when she progressed, was transitioned to fulvestrant and palbociclib. So she remained on that treatment only for 6 months and then progressed. So at that point, given her history of progression after so many years and so many lines of endocrine therapy, I tried to treat her with capecitabine again, given that she had tolerated it in the past and there was a long interval where she was back on endocrine therapy. Unfortunately, at this point, she is now 73 years old. She's relatively active and independent, but she did not tolerate the capecitabine well at all. And after one cycle, ended up in the hospital with pneumonia, was hospitalized for over a week and then was in rehab for 4 weeks afterwards. And that was a major, major setback to her functionality and her independence. So once she recovered and returned home and regained her strength, we had a break for a while and then I started her back on letrozole. Well, unfortunately, she progressed on the next set of scans on the letrozole, and we discussed in detail whether or not it was the right thing to try chemotherapy, and she and I both agreed that chemotherapy would not be a good choice for her. We focused our discussions more on quality of life and her independence and minimizing the toxicity of treatment.